Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Susan Faber. She's the Director for Resource Development and Communications with United Way Perth Huron. And Susan has another update for us this week. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. It's been a while since we've chatted.
I know. Ryan's a favorite, and so is Elizabeth on the radio, but they let me have a turn today.
Oh, Susan, it's wonderful to have you on. So let's get right to the campaign you have. What we like to call a campaign update, but I guess it's a progress report, shall we say, Susan.
Sure. Yes, we're actually at 25% of our goal. So that's $585,444. So we're doing really well. Thank you to everybody who's donated so far.
That is absolutely wonderful. And of course, be a part of this campaign. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for details. But there's ways you can donate, certainly drop off, call, or mail, that sort of thing.
Yes, for sure. Walk in and see Karen at our office. Drop it off on 32 Erie Street. Give us a call at 519-271-7730 or have a look at our website, donate that way, and our mailing address is on there as well.
And Susan, we often get a moment to shout out the workplace campaigns that are such a big part of the United Way Perth Huron campaign.
Yes, we're very, very fortunate. We have so many workplaces supporting the work that we're able to do. We've got Stratford Police Services right now has a workforce campaign on. EFS Plastics in Listowel and Exi Plastics in Exeter. Huron Perth Catholic District School Board's on at the moment. They're being terribly generous. And coming soon, the Avon Maitland District School Board are coming on board as well to run a campaign.
And that is wonderful. And we should mention, too, they're proud to have over 300 businesses and organizations that support our local work. Those are some big numbers right there.
They really are. And if you're listening out there and you have a big or a small company, make the suggestion to have a workplace campaign and we can come in and chat to you and share how the donations would make a difference.
Oh, sounds good. And Susan, we should also remind folks there's a very special survey that I know you want folks to fill out and take advantage of. What's the survey about?
Yes, our Social Research and Planning Council at United Way has created a food security survey. We're hoping to hear from people that are struggling to put food on the table, which is a lot of people. Even just feeding your family on a tight budget but making it work, we're inviting you to fill out this survey. So go to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. It takes about 15 minutes. It's open until November 30th. And you can win $40 grocery gift cards.
And, you know, Susan, as we talk about, this is great information and data for moving forward with something like this.
It is. We're all aware that it's a huge problem right now, but until we have surveys and data and statistics that we can sort of present solidly, then it's harder to find some solutions.
And that's what it's all about. It's trying to find solutions. So there you go. So fill out the food security survey, and it is available now, but only through till the end of the month. Susan, before we let you go, anything else on the go that folks need to know with United Way Perth Huron? Of course, the campaign continues at 25%. That's great news.
It is. Well, staff are starting to think about coldest night of the year. You can save the date for that. That's February 25th. All that information will be up and ready beginning of December. So always something interesting happening.
Oh, you bet. Lots more great events being planned with United Way Perth Huron. Susan Faber, Director, Resource Development and Communications with United Way Perth Huron. Susan, thank you so much for the information. Thanks so much for your time and nice chatting again.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, Jamie.